Leprosy now, and this was a major scourge in medieval times. We don't know where it went, though. In about the 16th century, it completely disappeared from the Western world. And although there are still hotspots of leprosy around the world today, in fact, the WHO think there's probably about 250,000 cases every year, the scourge that it was is largely one that has disappeared. Why? Well, we just don't know. One answer to this question could be lurking in the genetic material of leprosy victims from, say, 1,000 years ago when it was very common, if we could find some. Well, this week there is a paper in the journal Science which has done just that. Johannes Krauser, who's a researcher at the University of Tübingen in Germany, has obtained skeletal remains from initially 22 skeletons that seem to have suggestions in the bones that these people had been infected with leprosy. And five of them, they were able to extract DNA from Mycobacterium leprae, the bug that causes leprosy. And they have got such high quality genetic information from these skeletons that they have been able to completely genomically sequence the mycobacteria that these individuals must have had maybe more than 500, 600, 700 years ago. And they have rebuilt the genome and directly aligned it with the genome of the leprosy cases that we see today. So they can ask the question, well, was it different then, making it much more common compared with today? The answer is no, it is not. It is almost identical compared with today. There was one other interesting item that emerged, which is that when they compared modern-day American cases of leprosy with strains that were in these individuals from hundreds of years ago, there it strongly suggests actually that Europe and probably Britain gave America leprosy.
I was actually looking at some photos today of one of the last ever leper colonies in China, and it's odd that it seems so rare now, even in parts of the world, the Chinese countryside, which is still developing. If the DNA and sort of the genetic sequence of leprosy hasn't changed, is it just the way we fight it? Have we got better at treating the disease?
They speculate that perhaps this is because some other pathogen that was circulating alongside leprosy and was making people vulnerable to it has similarly gone away, meaning people are less vulnerable to it. Perhaps living conditions improved sufficiently to mean people were less vulnerable. Leprosy spreads via close personal contact, probably droplets from individuals who have it, because it invades the respiratory tract and also the skin. We don't think the skin is infectious, but certainly people could breathe out the droplets. Maybe overcrowding was something to do with it, and a combination of poor nutrition, overcrowding and some other factor could have made people vulnerable in the same way as they were vulnerable to plague. And maybe those conditions still sort of exist, or at least some of them exist in third world countries where you still see leprosy, but for the most part, the whole human race is relatively healthy compared to how they were, and as a result, we don't see it so much anymore.